When's the last time you had freshly roasted peanuts? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. When's the last time you had freshly roasted peanuts, salted in the shell? My goodness. Well, we go to Costco and we buy these large bags and we bring them home, and we have five or six peanuts now and then, and they're very pleasant to play with and make a mess out of everything, you know. And get peanut shells all over everywhere. But they're sort of a delicious little experience. Now, what makes these freshly roasted salted peanuts so exciting and so desirable? Why not freshly roasted unsalted peanuts? They have that too, you know. And they're good, I guess, too. And what about pistachio nuts, and what about walnuts, and pecans, and all the other kind of nuts that you could possibly have? What are the types of nuts that you think you'd like to enjoy, that you'd like to really have? Well, freshly roasted, salted peanuts are in the shell, are really something special. What they do, they make you pick around. And you dig inside of the shell, and you say, shall I eat the little covering from the peanut, the nut, or shall I leave it, shall I take it off and have a little more junk in there? I find it fascinating to sit and watch how different people eat peanuts. I don't let them know that I'm watching them, but out of my peripheral vision and my spatial vision, I see exactly what they're doing, and I know what they're doing. And I think to myself, of all the things that we have been taught and practiced, throughout our lifetimes, we've always peeled our potatoes, even in the Navy and the Army, which is so silly. And that's the best part of the potato. The peeling has the most nutrients in it of all the potato itself, and it has the best values in it. The potato itself is okay, but the potato covering from the potato itself, potato skin, has the most beneficial values to it. Now, I wonder, do you think that perhaps the shell of the peanut might have some potentially good values in it too? What if you were to take the shells of a peanut, including the little inner shell, and grind it up, not with peanut, but just with the shell and the inner shell, what sort of a roughage would you come up with? Would you come up with something like this new salsa that they have that's supposed to be so beneficial for us? Or what would you come up with? Because nature provides all these things as a little protective covering to keep the inner shell going. And What is the shell for, really? Well, when you stop and think of it, you look at the shell of the embryonic shell that around a child, and the embryonic shell keeps the fluid there so the child can have this fluid and grow up, develop. Now, the seeds themselves have this shell because the shell rots. And as the shell rots, the seed takes the benefit of the shell and uses it for its first nutrients into growing. And I would imagine that'd be something interesting to look into, I think. Yeah. Something really fascinating. Mm. How beneficial are the shells of the seed, of the peanut, and how beneficial are the shells of the potatoes? Now, we know the shells of the potato are very good. Science has changed their mind six times on Sunday, and they've come up with all sorts of different responses. But generally speaking, it's that the shells are good. In fact, several companies went into the potato skin business, and they were frying potato skins to make a special treat. It didn't go over too well because they forgot one little thing. They didn't put enough sugar and salt in the potato skins. They made the potato skins a healthy treat rather than a delicious treat. And if you don't make something a delicious treat, nobody's going to eat it. Now, you get these hamburgers. I remember how we used to love the delicious hamburgers, and they were so tasty and so marvelous. But now, when you have a hamburger that's all greasy and schlucky, you think to yourself, oh, it is unhealthy, it's undesirable. Now, it probably will turn out to be very desirable in the very near future, because science is doing research on that too. And you'll find that all the grease and all the sludge in there is good for you. It's part of the natural process of growing up. I enjoyed one little remark in the Discovery magazine. It said, if you will cut out your high cholesterol fats, you will live longer. You will add at least 1 month to your life. And I thought, you mean not having those things, it doesn't make you live less long. It just makes you live a little longer if you don't have it. But a month?
Oh, wouldn't
a month hardly seems worth considering. I mean, oh my goodness sakes. Do everything else right, and you're going to live to 201 month, you know. You say to yourself, what the heck, what's 1 month, you know. But I wonder why eating peanuts out of the shell, it's just like at Christmas time. What's the fun thing we do at Christmas time? We sit around the house with a bowl in our lap, and we eat walnuts and chestnuts and all the different kind of nuts that you can have. And
Hazelnuts,
right? You could be helping a little there. It's okay. We don't really need it. But the thing is, you could be having all these different kind of nuts at Christmas time, and you just enjoy them. And those are not salted. Those are just roasted. Just roasted to make them available so you can get to them. But I wonder, I'll have to go into the internet and look up salted roasted peanuts and see what they say is the medicinal value of eating salted roasted peanuts. Because I'm sure it's there. I'm sure it's there. And we'll find out about that in the next adventure of the thought for today. Have a lovely evening, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.